Then NL West, we got, unfortunately, Dodgers number one, Diamondbacks, Giants, Padres, Rockies in that order. I do think one through three, the American League West is the best division. One through four, the National League West is the best division.
Yeah.
Hard to say one through five because the Rockies are in there. Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. Baseball, we're about a week into it, 5 days into it. Excuse me, I have that weird cough I can't get rid of. An idiot and thought opening day was this week, so we're late to the baseball preview, but...
There's still, what, 158 games or something?
Yeah,
I think we're good to go.
We're only... 3% in the season, so we'll be fine.
Yeah, this is early enough for a preview.
We'll be fine. So we'll go through, make our picks there. Talk about the Final Four, of course, both men's and women's. Big game last night between Iowa and LSU. And that'll be top five. That'll feed into our top five as well. Oh, shoot. No. I'm an idiot. Well, I was going to do the top five overachieving schools or underachieving.
We were going to do
Should
that.
We do the... We'll do the... basketball one, just because it is the Final Four, and then...
Might as well.
Yeah, save that.
Sounds good.
But as always, Matt, your favorite part of the show.
Absolute favorite. It's time for the ick of the week.
Ick of the week. Fellas, if you want to keep your girl, you can't hold your nose when you jump into a pool. It's a no-no.
Yeah, I mean... Now, breathing out of the nose is a good solution to this problem as you go in the water.
I've never just had that problem at all.
Yeah.
Like, I've never needed to do any of that stuff.
Right. But yeah, if you do, you know, that's a fine thing to do. Getting water up in your nose is not very fun. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you can't hold your nose, as we've learned.
Yes.
So
if this becomes a problem, go ahead, breathe out of the nose. I think that'll be okay.
If you want to keep your girl.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you got to do. Okay, so baseball. We'll go through each division quickly. Jacob couldn't join us today, unfortunately, but we'll go through each division, make our World Series picks, playoff picks. Did you get a chance to look at this?
Very briefly, not too much.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go brief. We'll maybe focus on like some teams a lot more than others here. We'll go AL East, AL Central, AL West, NL East, NL Central, NL West. Go in that order. So here's one thing I learned is how to spell Orioles. It's a tougher word to spell than you would think if you haven't had practice.
Is it R-O-R-I-O-L-E-S?
Yeah, see, I wasn't accounting for that second O.
Ah, yeah.
Do you want to close that window?
Yes, I do.
We are surrounded by dogs, which is great, but they could not bark more often. It's honestly astounding how many dogs live on our street.
There are a lot of dogs.
And they're all just yapping at each other.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I got Orioles, Yankees, Rays, Blue Jays, Red Sox. Orioles, Adley Rutschman's awesome. They traded for Corbin Burns. Jackson Holliday should be coming up. Good farm system, good team. They made the playoffs last year. They had a disappointing division series against the Rangers, but I like them to win that division. I think they're one of the best teams in baseball. I'll just go through my American League, and then you go through yours.
Okay. Or
tell me about it. And then the Central, worst division in the sport. Twins, Royals, Tigers, Guardians, White Sox. Twins, I just think, are an actual good team, but I really like what Kansas City's doing with Bobby Witt Jr., kind of revamped the pitching there. AL West, last year I was on Seattle. I'm sticking with them. I think they got the best rotation in baseball. One of the best center fielders, Julio Rodriguez. I like their closer. So Houston's number two. Houston has the best bullpen. I think this could, at least the top three is the best. And Texas, the defending World Series champs, I have at third. I expect all three of those to make the playoffs, which we'll talk about, though. And then Angels just wasting Mike Trout's career in the Athletics. A sorry excuse for a franchise. So that's my American League. Any questions, disagreements? On that?
So I guess the big thing is, I feel like we've been saying the Orioles have are going to be good for a couple of years, and it just hasn't quite materialized.
This is the year.
This is the year.
Last year they won the division.
Yeah. But then they lost pretty early in the playoffs.
Yeah, they got swept in pretty embarrassing fashion. I think last year they were a year early. I think this is the actual year that was always going to be anyways.
Yeah.
Because they still have depth, still have the farm system, so they're going to be good for a long time. But these players are like legitimate Major League Baseball players now.
Yeah.
That they've been working and training, like all this stuff. So I think this year, and combined, I like you got Juan Soto and the Yankees, but they've been so iffy for so long, you don't want to count on them.
Right.
The Blue Jays got worse. The Rays are always the Rays, so you have to account for them some form or fashion.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the Red Sox are doing. It doesn't seem like winning is on their list. I still know what is, though.
Yeah, so they're just kind of just hanging around, not doing anything too exciting.
Yeah,
so.
But no, I really like the Orioles. I think highly of them. I love Adley Rutschman. Played football at Oregon State as well, in addition to baseball.
Nice.
Having a great catcher is so important. And Adley Rutschman, arguably the best catcher in baseball. Some might say it's a little high. I love Will Smith. Well, I wish he didn't play for the Dodgers, but I think rarely highly of him. But Rutschman's probably the best. Okay. Yeah, the Yankees have Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Who's very good. They got Aaron Judge, obviously. So they could be really good. I wouldn't surprise me. It would surprise me a little bit if they win, but I think they'll be a good team still.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Yeah, just interesting. A lot of the rankings that I've looked at have the Red Sox ranked pretty high in the division. But I think you're right. I mean, there's not kind of like a clear thing that they're doing, kind of like you've said.
They have the Rays below them, I imagine, in a lot of the things you've read.
They do, yep.
See, I just would rather be wrong on betting on the Rays, who have shown me year after year they just find a way to win.
Yes, yeah. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So
I will go with that.
I like it.
Now, I don't think the Rays will make the playoffs just because, like, the whole AL West, I think, Astros and Rangers and Mariners, I think, are all going to get in. So I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I do think they'll be competitive and be right there.
Yeah. No, yep. It should be, yeah. Always a fun, you know, kind of classic division, even if it's not necessarily going to be the best division. So
wait. I'm an idiot. How many teams make it? It's four. Is it three or four wild cards? It's three, right?
Well, did they bump it to three or did they bump it to four?
Well, because the one seed has a bye.
Right.
So wouldn't it only be two? Because it's three divisions and then one, two. Is it four and then the top two have a bye? That's what it is.
Yeah.
So maybe I do have the Rays in the playoffs then, actually. I'm an idiot. Baseball's just really sneaking up on me.
I will say this is the third time you've called yourself an idiot this podcast.
Baseball's sneaking up on me. Sorry for not being more self-positive. I do have the Rays in the playoffs, yeah, based on my rankings.
Okay, well, good.
Go, Rays are sneaking in.
There we go.
Good for them.
Like to see that. Fun one, the Rays do well.
Now I got to look at my National League ranking and see who's sneaking in there as well. Love it. Okay. Very fun. Yeah. Any major qualms on that list?
No, I don't think so. So give us the playoffs teams one more time real quick.
So the playoffs. So Orioles, Mariners, Twins all win the division.
Mm-hmm.
In that order. Orioles, best record. And then Astros, Rangers, Yankees, Rays in that order for the wild card.
Okay. Nice. So you're buying on the Mariners once again.
Once again, the rotate last year was a year early. I was a lot of what I said last year was they got these guys in the farm system who are going to come up and be really good. Now they like legitimately have the best rotation in baseball
because the guys have come up.
If Mike Trout didn't exist, he'd be the best center. Julio Rodriguez, I think, would be the best center fielder in baseball.
Yeah.
So they're very strong up the middle.
Right. Well, no, yeah, rotation is just huge. You know, I feel like especially as we get into the playoffs, that kind of really, really matters, having those big starters, those top guys. So,
well, I mean, you're watching me watch the Giants, and when we're not having Logan Webb or Kyle Harrison pitch, we're just walking people and just have no chance to win. Yeah. Where if you have an actual starter, it's like giving you a shot.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, can't walk people in the playoffs. And so yeah, no, I think that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Let's go to the National League, shall we?
Let's do go to the National League.
Okay. So we got no. Yeah. Okay. So National League East: Braves, Phillies, Mets, Marlins, Nationals. But Phillies are kind of the same situation where the Braves are on paper a better team, but the Phillies have had much more postseason success, including beating the Braves.
Yes.
I could see that continuing just because over 162, the Braves are more deeper. Are deeper.
Yeah.
Hypothetically going to be healthier this year. Love the Phillies. Love Aaron Nola. Love Bryce Harper. But I got the Braves winning that division. And El Central, this is the biggest thing I'll differentiate on.
Uh-huh.
Pirates, Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, Reds. I want to put the Cardinals higher, but the Pirates, they just have been really bad for so long, of course. But all kind of like the Orioles, not to the same extent, but they've got these young players. They're finally kind of hitting their stride. And the division's not that great top to bottom. I don't love the Cubs, what they've done.
Uh-huh.
I think they'll still be decent. Interested to see Craig Counsell managing their moving over from Milwaukee. But I like the Pirates to win that division. Then NL West, we got, unfortunately, Dodgers number one, Diamondbacks, Giants, Padres, Rockies in that order. I do think one through three, the American League West is the best division. One through four, the National League West is the best division.
Yeah.
Hard to say one through five because the Rockies are in there.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yes. Yeah, no, I get that for sure. So you're feeling pretty good about the Giants this year. Maybe better than the last couple of years.
Yeah, better than the last couple of years for sure because they got Logan Webb, Blake Snell, top two Cy Young last year.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Harrison, top 20 prospect, depending on what system you're looking at, top 30. Pitched a little bit last year, was great in that first game against San Diego he pitched. We got Robbie Ray, who is going to be back after the All-Star game. Jordan Hicks pitched great. Now, he's a little bit of a question mark as a starter because he's mostly a reliever in Arizona. But even if your top four are Blake Snell, Kyle Harrison, Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, once they're all healthy, that's a great top four.
Yeah.
Going to give as good of a chance. Jung-Hoo Lee, the Korean guy we got to come play center field. They're just – the Giants, part of this was Gabe Kapler, part of it was a roster. They didn't have anyone who was like, you're going to hit every day and just be our guy. Like the Phillies were watching Schwarber and Bryce Harper and Trey Turner.
Uh-huh.
The Giants didn't have any players like that. This year they're going to have guys who can actually – are good enough to be everyday players no matter like who's pitching or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that'll just bring a little more consistency. I don't love the manager, Bob Melvin. I know everybody loves him, but also, like, if he's that great, why is he on his fourth team
manager? Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I don't love that, but it sounded like they needed a switch from Gabe Kapler, who I really liked until I saw those TikToks he was doing in Miami. It was just, like, super, super weird.
Just kind of dorky?
Yeah, just corny. Yeah, like Russell Wilson type. TikToks.
Yeah.
Other but until then I was on Team Gabe Kapler.
Uh-huh.
But I love Arizona. I think they're gonna be good. Corbin Carroll's obviously fantastic. They added some pitching. Zach Gallen, probably my favorite player not on the Giants. Well, maybe Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
But I love him. Love watching him pitch. He's fantastic. Dodgers are so same thing as the Braves. Like they're so good. It's gonna be hard for them not to win the division. They're so deep.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants and Diamondbacks will be close. I'd give the edge to the Diamondbacks. Padres, I just don't think they got better. They lost Blake Snell. They lost Juan Soto, among some other guys. They still got Yu Darvish, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Still got Manny Machado. But it's just they didn't get better, and they weren't that good last year. So I'm lower on the Padres.
Well, yeah, it seems like they lost their best hitter, for sure, not their best player.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would say the top two, like Juan Soto and Blake Snell, one of them was the best player,
yeah.
And they're both gone.
Right.
So
yeah, not ideal.
Not ideal at all. And then Tatis is playing right field. Kim is playing shortstop. Bogarts is playing second base. So they have good players, but they had the good players last year.
Right.
Too.
Yeah, kind of never came together.
Yeah. Now, their manager, they just promoted from bench coach, from my understanding. There's a 5% chance I'm wrong on that. But, like, they just promoted him. And if the problem was the culture, for the Giants, that's bad because that was Bob Melvin's department, and he couldn't get that figured out.
Right.
And B, wouldn't you want someone new?
You'd think so. Yeah. And also, if I'm the Giants, because the Padres fired Bob Melvin, right?
I think it was like a mutual
kind
thing.
Of a mutual.
Yeah.
Because if I'm the Giants, I'm not necessarily looking at the Padres and being like, that's our guy.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, I want what they have.
Yeah.
So I've never been excited about that. And other people love him, but maybe someone smarter than me can explain, like, why he's on his fourth team if he's so great.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd rather, and we see this in college football, taking a shot on, like, a young offensive coordinator like Lincoln Riley or Marcus Freeman as a defensive coordinator, as opposed to going and just getting, like, some retread higher.
Right.
Higher floor, infinitely higher ceiling. I'd rather take a swing on somebody.
Yes. Yeah, I got what you mean.
Yeah.
So.
So, now I do... Bryce Harper just crushed a ball. We're watching the Phillies-Reds game right now.
First inning.
Looks freezing in Philadelphia.
It does, too. Yeah. Everybody's wearing masks and gloves and stuff.
Yeah. Bryce Harper has, I think, the best swing. I was thinking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Just, like, aesthetically is Bryce Harper, like, for sure, right?
Yeah, it is pretty.
Oh, either Bryce Harper or Zach Gallen are my favorite players. But if we go to the playoffs, so obviously Dodgers, Braves, Pirates in that order, Dodgers best record, and then Diamondbacks, Phillies, Giants, and Cubs are my wild card teams.
Yeah.
We could even switch the Phillies and Diamondbacks. I think those two are going to be really close, that last NL. And then World Series, I don't know how I feel about this. I have Braves over the Orioles.
Braves over the Orioles.
I think postseason's a little bit of luck, and the Braves have gotten unlucky to some extent last couple years.
So you think that'll swing the other way?
I'm just looking for a little regression there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would expect, I think the teams that can win are in the National League, it's the Braves. I mean, technically the Dodgers, and we know they're not going to,
mm-hmm.
or the Phillies.
Yeah, and my thing about the Phillies is we talked about how we like them, how they tend to do well in the playoffs because they have kind of the really good higher-end players. But I just, like, I'm looking at essentially the same team that has not won the World Series the last couple of years, you know, and everybody else seems to have gotten better sort of around them. I realize that a lot of teams will make moves towards a trade deadline.
You guys lost Rhys Hoskins.
Yes, we did.
To the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think you added anybody.
Not anybody significant.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of my concern with the Phillies going back to the World Series.
Now, you do have... Yeah, no, I agree. It's tough when it's like, oh, we didn't win it. Let's run it back. Aaron Nola is really good.
He is very good.
Your lineup is so powerful. It is streaky, where they have the kind of team where they can definitely get hot. But it is kind of... It's just kind of like the Braves have gotten unlucky. The Phillies had such good postseasons, and they can say the NLCS wasn't great, but they were still there.
Right.
So you're asking, it's tough to get that again.
Yeah, and it's just like, and I'm not too worried about anybody. Like, I feel good about Aaron Nola. Bryce Harper is still maybe on the close of his prime, but still there. Schwarber, I feel like, can hit home runs until he's like 45.
Trey Turner was a, I'd say, suboptimal season for his standard last year.
Yes.
I would expect that to be better.
Yeah, so that I think is good.
Yeah.
I think that could.
For sure. And he picked it up at the end of the year.
He did.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, in the most unlikely Philadelphia story I've ever heard, they started a campaign to just cheer for Trey Turner no matter what happened, and he did better.
Crazy,
right? Like that is totally like a Seattle sort of a story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, crazy if you like actually support and don't like ridicule athletes, they mentally are in a better headspace.
Yeah, weird how that works. So, yeah, gotta love Phil.
Probably not gonna learn from it.
Hey, it is the city of brotherly love,
yeah,
you know.
Any disagreements? Like, do you think Philly could win that division? Do you think anyone can beat the Dodgers? Yeah. Any questions about the Pirates? I'm excited about them. I think It's a long shot, probably, but I think they're going to win.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, obviously questions about the Pirates just because we haven't seen them do it in so long.
Yeah.
You'll like to see them prove it. Dodgers, I think, is interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how this investigation plays out into Ohtani. It's not feeling like he's going to be suspended or anything, although that would obviously change things.
I think baseball desperately wants to not suspend him.
Yes, yeah, no, that doesn't seem like that's going
to
happen.
Like, he finally gets to a team people care about.
Right, yeah. But I just mean, like, is that going to affect, like, it could affect him mentally, obviously, but he's made, like, more private than Mike Trout somehow, so it's hard to know where he is mentally. But also just, like, does this affect his teammates at all? Are the coaches irritated that this stuff is happening?
I never even heard his voice until that press conference.
Right.
It is crazy, like, the minute he's in Los Angeles, there's a massive scandal.
Yeah. I like the minute he's in Los Angeles, as if he didn't just
no
come
one
from
knows
the Angels.
Anything about his personal life when he's playing for the Angels, and all of a sudden he's married and has a dog, and there's a... Now, I think it's weird. We haven't talked about the whole translator gambling thing, right?
We have not talked about this, and I don't totally understand what's going on.
My thing, I agree, that what I would question is just, like, it's hard to steal money, and if he did, why is he not in jail, would be the only question I would have.
About the translator.
Yeah, about the translator. Because, yeah. A, like, I can't even... Like, it's hard for me to send you the mortgage money, like, with our bank, because it's so annoying, like, trying to log in and stuff.
Right, yeah. Well, and the other thing is weird is, like, it is weird that he's a translator. Like, usually when these sorts of things happen, it's like, you know, it happened to Tim Duncan, lost, like, $12 million or something because his financial advisor stole it.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes, and I understand because it's like, that's a big sheet, and it's like, I trust you, just do it, which is what I would probably do in the situation. Yeah. But, like, how is a translator... trader getting the money? It is odd.
Why is he not in jail either, if it is that?
I mean, I guess he paid his... Well, I mean, isn't the story that Ohtani is like, I'll lend you or I'll give you the $4.5 million or whatever?
So I heard they had changed it so that he stole it.
Oh, they've changed it so he stole it. Yeah.
Yeah, Ohtani's camp changed it like within a couple hours.
Interesting. Yeah. So I'm just like, that is going to be a thing. So whether or not that's a distraction, like, I could definitely see Ohtani just being like a robot who hits baseballs.
We'll add allegedly to everything we just said, because clearly we don't have a lot of the details.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, interesting allegations happening.
So, yeah, I think they're so good. Like, even Max Muncy, who, like, I don't think a ton of people who aren't dialed, like, he's not a star.
Yeah.
You know? But when he plays the Giants, he turns into, like, Mickey Mantle. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, they're... And he's, like, their seventh option.
Yeah. It's a very good roster. I would just like to see them add a little bit more depth. Couple more pitchers is what I'd like to see. So, and we've got time to do that. So, who knows?
Now, let me ask you this. So, let's say what happens every year. Dodgers win 100 games, win the division easily. And then they lose to the Diamondbacks or the Phillies or whatever in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fire Dave Roberts? Because it's hard to win 100 games. And the postseason is a little bit, not even a little bit, there's a randomness to it. We talked about, you know, some teams are going to regress to the mean.
Yes.
He's won a World Series before.
Uh-huh.
I count the 2020 as a World Series. They were playing on the same rules as everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Just some people don't, and some people don't count the Lakers. I think that's so stupid.
Like, yeah,
it's the same. Everybody's playing in the same conditions.
Yes, whether it's harder, it's easier. It is the same for everybody. Yeah. So
they won a World Series. He won a World Series. I would not think to fire him, just because I think it's so much easier to get worse than better. What would you say to that?
I'm kind of like you. I mean, unless there was a guy that is like, that you have a obvious reason to think he's going to help your team be better. Like, it's just, there's so much that could go wrong. So I would say, you know, if the players like him, and I don't want to say managers don't do things, but it's not like they're drawing up plays in the same way that other coaches do. It does seem to be more of a culture thing.
So much too is a front office, like, in this situation, put this pitcher in, and Like,
yes, yeah, and so that is, I think, probably the biggest, most important thing they're doing. But that, I don't know, that hasn't really seemed to be the problem. When we're talking about the Dodgers losing, it's not like it hasn't been like this pitcher stayed in for too long or we should have put this guy in here. Like, that has not seemed to be their issue.
It's something different every year.
Yeah.
And last year, Diamondbacks just got hot. Like, sometimes that just happens.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, World Series. I have, I already said it, Braves over the Orioles. I was going to pick the Orioles, but I was like, the Braves, their lineup is so star-studded.
Uh-huh.
And then Orioles next year, Jackson Holliday is going to be a lot more seasoned. Adley Rutschman will be as well. So I think the Orioles still might even be a year away from like their best, but I think they're going to be really good this year.
Interesting. Yeah.
What's your pick?
I think, yeah, Braves make a lot of sense. And then I would say, I don't know the AL. The Braves and Dodgers are both NL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll go Dodgers and hold on, I'm just pulling up my divisions again. Yeah, I mean, I think, or like, it's going to be I'll say Dodgers and Orioles to make it different. But I think Orioles is kind of the more clear pick in the American League.
Yeah, because we said those three teams in the National League, you could even add the Diamondbacks to that.
Uh-huh.
In the American League, it's probably, you have to say Houston and Texas. I picked Seattle, but I think it's going to be the Orioles. Or it's going to be the Orioles or an AL West team.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me.
And who do you have winning, Dodgers or Orioles?
I'll say Orioles, okay. Just because, you know, like if they do good, I think they're going to be feeling that momentum.
We got high hopes for Baltimore.
Yeah,
this season, excited to see it. Baseball playoffs second to none, in my opinion.
They are a lot of fun.
They're just so intense because every hit matters so much.
And just, yeah, the difference between the regular season and the playoffs for me in baseball is higher than probably any other sport.
Yeah, it's so fun. So I'm excited. So let's talk about the Final Four. So we'll talk about the men's and women's tournaments. And then next week, we should talk some golf a little bit. Next week's going to be our last episode for a couple weeks because I'll be in Spain. So we'll have to cover a few different topics there. Do you want to start with the men or the women?
Let's do the men because that's, I think, what we're both doing worse at. So we can get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Quick.
So UConn, Purdue, Alabama, and North Carolina State. UConn's very good. I didn't pick them. Well, first of all, Illinois is beating them at the end of the first half. And then UConn went on a 30-0 run. Illinois pulled a Houston.
That is very annoying.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And obviously Houston's very good. Part of that was just like you're missing shots. That's some bad luck there.
Right, yeah.
No,
I'm with you.
Alabama's very good. Mark Sears is awesome. I think Nate Oates is one of the best coaches in the country. The only reason I picked him to lose in the first round because I had him winning the national championship last year. I need to stop picking based off of how a team did or didn't do relative to my expectations last year.
Yeah.
Nate Oates is also very well-dressed.
He is, yeah, good-looking guy.
Matt Painter finally got over the hump. He's someone we mentioned for the Kentucky job that's not open, but one of the best, most consistent coaches in the country. And then North Carolina State is somehow still playing, which...
Yeah, that's one that really bothers me, because I had them in the Sweet 16, which is further than most people do,
yeah.
But then had them losing Marquette, who I had in the Final Four. And so it does feel like, you know, if you get an 11 seed, if you have an 11 seed in your Sweet 16, it's almost worth it to put them in the Elite Eight or the Final Four just because there's so many points to be won.
Marquette had another historically bad shooting night as well.
Yeah. Yeah, which is frustrating. Tennessee was frustrating. I had them in the national championship. So then losing to Purdue was disappointing for sure.
If you had to put moving forward odds like out of 100 divided up, like what percentage would you give each chance to each team? Like I'd give NC State close to zero and UConn close to 100 probably, and then just split in between Purdue and Alabama from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say let's give UConn 50%, which out of four teams is a lot. I'll say 60% for UConn because they're just, I think, the best team. So 60% UConn. I'll say 20% Purdue. We'll say 25 Purdue, 10 Alabama, 5 NC State.
I'd be very close. I would say, what'd you say, 75, 70 for UConn?
I said 60 UConn.
You said 60?
Yeah.
Because I was going to give Alabama 15 and UConn 10. So that'd be 25. So
UConn 10?
Or not, sorry, Purdue 10.
Yeah.
I see Alabama shooting. Like, it's going to take a lot and something crazy to beat UConn. And I think Alabama can get hot.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I would give Alabama a slight chance. And now, if UConn loses, NC State has a shot to beat Alabama, but they'd have to beat Purdue. So I'm going to give NC State zero, assuming UConn wins the Alabama game.
I'll tell you what, Zach Edey and Brian Burns is going to be a very, very fun matchup.
Yeah. What an interesting world we live in. There are so many, I saw a couple of people talking about the Klingon guy. I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong. The UConn, 7'2". Talking about, he didn't play for, this big AU team. If you can hoop, you can hoop. And I was like, he's 7'2" and was a 4-star recruit at UConn. He's not some, underdog story.
Right, yeah. It's 4-star recruits are not underdogs.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, if you can hoop, he's like, oh my gosh. Who do you think is the best player? Would you say?
I think you have to say Edie's the best player.
So the Sears guy is pretty good.
He is good. Yeah.
I think people are saying this because he kind of looks like Brunson and he's also left-handed, but he does play a little bit like Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Which, you know, was really, really great for Villanova. Obviously doing really great for the Knicks right now. But I just think that there's a lot of things that Edie can do that, especially in college basketball, that you can't really stop. And so I just think that he is the most capable of doing what he wants to of any player.
He destroyed Utah State. Really did. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't not foul him.
Yeah.
They had to have been not trying to at some point.
Sure. Right? Yeah. No, it's just, yeah, he's just such a good player. And is obviously really big physically, knows how to use his body. Which is why the Burns thing, I think, is gonna be so fun, because obviously not someone we've heard of, but we've seen him have really, really great footwork throughout the tournament, and being able to figure out how to play well against more athletic bigs, shall we say. And so, yeah, I think that matchup's going to be a lot of fun.
But I think Burns Klingon would be a fun matchup as well.
Yeah.
Just because Burns isn't he only 6'9"?
It's something like that. Yeah, he's going to look short compared to both of those guys.
Yeah, but he does have the quick feet, and Klingon's 7'2". I think Burns is very coordinated, where Klingon's not uncoordinated, but Burns, it's one of his strengths.
Hard to be coordinated 7'2".
Yeah.
For anybody.
So I think that would be an interesting matchup as well. And Edie, he's not slow, but he's not quick like Burns is.
Yeah.
So I think, it will be interesting. It's crazy. If North Carolina State doesn't hit that shot against Virginia in the conference semifinals to go to overtime,
then they're just not here at all.
Yeah, they're not even in the tournament. And now they're in the Final Four. First time since 86. Haven't won a national championship since 1983. It's their first conference championship in men's football, baseball, or basketball in 40 years.
Good for them.
I'm really annoyed they beat North Carolina to win it.
Yeah.
But
that's fair. That's disappointing.
Now, the women's last game, Iowa-LSU, huge game. Iowa won, of course. So they're going to play UConn, school Caitlin Clark wanted to go to. Paige Beckers was the number one player in that recruiting class. Other side, we got also NC State playing South Carolina. First time two schools have teams in both Final Fours.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. Especially because NC State, they had to beat Texas, who was a one seed. That would be Stanford, who a lot of people, including me, had in the Final Four.
That was my national champion.
Yeah.
Stanford.
So NC State's had a really, really tough road to get there, and now to play South Carolina, the number one team in the tournament.
Yeah, I keep picking against these powerhouses, South Carolina and UConn on the men's side, because I'm like, something always happens every time they're like such massive favorites. But it doesn't look like anything's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina is just so good, have not lost in so long.
So we're both thinking South Carolina, sounds like, in that game.
I think we are. Sorry, NC State. I know we just talked about how you've beaten so many good teams, but...
Now, the other game, UConn-Iowa, I don't dislike anybody, but I love is a stretch. I like Paige Beckers quite a bit. I think UConn can win, and I would be picking them. I was favored only by 2.5, so pretty close game.
That's good.
I'd pick UConn.
Yeah, I actually have UConn picked
over Iowa.
Over Iowa in my in my thing. I had Iowa losing to UCLA actually in the last round. UCLA who lost to LSU. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean it is. Because, like, obviously Iowa has other good players. They wouldn't be this far without this many good players. I still think that UConn has a better coach and a better roster than Iowa, as well as having Paige Buckners, who I think, if she's not going to score more than Caitlin Clark, I think she's going to go toe-to-toe with her more than really anybody at LSU or, frankly, probably the rest of the tournament would be able to.
Paige has much more support, we would say, than Caitlin Clark does.
Yes.
Am I saying your last name wrong? I thought it was Beckers. Is it Buckers?
I don't have any. I don't know that I've heard it said before.
Apologies to Paige, because one of us is saying it wrong.
Yeah.
For sure. And then are we picking South Carolina? I would pick UConn just to be different. Like, my bracket sucks at this point. I don't know anything about basketball, so I'm going to pick UConn.
Well, I've got South in my bracket is still doing pretty well. South Carolina to beat UConn, I have in my bracket, and then I've got South Carolina win the whole thing, so I'm just riding that out.
All right. It should be fun. Should be good. So that's typically the women's have been a day after, but this actually starts the day before, so the women's play on Friday and probably Sunday, I would assume, and then the men play Saturday and Monday in their Final Four.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
Before we get to the top five, anything we missed from a basketball or baseball or any perspective?
Big question. I'm sure I missed something.
I will say Full Swing, very good show. Just finished that about an hour and a half ago on Netflix.
Okay, so I've never heard of this. It's about a golfer, but...
You're literally just guessing.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. Okay. I just want to see how close I am. It's about a golfer. It's a female golfer. And she doesn't want to play in the men's PGA, but she needs to win prize money so that she can save her cat.
You weren't even trying.
No, see, I just pitched a Disney Channel original movie is what I pitched, not a Netflix series.
And what it is just a documentary about the PGA Tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like each episode's a different golfer, like two different golfers.
That's fun. Like there's a quarterback thing, sort of like that, right?
Yeah, it's like a similar thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like one episode was like Ricky Fowler, who I love, everybody loves. One episode was Wyndham Clark, who won the tournament I saw in Quail Hollow, and then the U.S. Open later that year. The Ryder Cup was a couple episodes. people are really into the Ryder Cup. I'm missing out. I haven't like been dialed in on it before.
Yeah.
But apparently everyone's like super. I was kind of cheering for Team Europe. Honestly.
Really?
Like watching the documentary, yeah.
That's a problem with the United States being so good at sports.
Well, here's
you just want other things that are more interesting.
Well, it was that Europe was like way underdogs, like as far as like world rankings and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed like Zach Johnson, and this was 2023, so it like already happened. But like Zach Johnson it seemed like he just picked his buddies over like Justin Thomas, who one of my favorite golfers, but he wasn't playing good last year. King and Bradley was playing much better.
Yeah.
And he's just buddies with Zach Johnson, who's the captain.
Now, is there any way that Team USA can start using, like, I know there's a couple of Colombian golfers that are starting to be pretty good. Get Joaquin Niemann on the team. Is that possible?
I wish. It's unfortunately the United States, not like America.
So we've just built this thing and just exclude many continents.
Okay. It excludes South America completely, yeah.
Yeah. And do they play golf in Canada? Have you heard of a Canadian golfer before?
Yes. I mean, yes, I can't name any.
Lots of snow makes it hard.
But there are a few on the tour.
Okay, yeah. Well, good for them.
There are a few. Wasn't Mike Weir Canadian?
That sounds right, actually. It was a little bit before our time.
Yeah.
BYU guy, but...
No, but there are a few Canadian, and I know there's a couple big ones, so I'm blanking on it, but yeah, it's Europe versus USA, and a lot of the European, the USA said LIV players could play. Brooks Koepka was the only one who played from LIV.
Yeah.
But Europe, like, most of their, like, bigger guys went to LIV and weren't eligible for Team Europe, so they had to get, like, guys ranked, like, in the 90s in the world.
Oh, interesting.
So it's kind of cool they won. And, like, a couple of the American caddies were, like, trash-talking, like, standing, like, right next to Rory when he was trying to putt and stuff. So,
I do remember this, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. It's like, if you're a caddy, just carry the clubs.
Yeah.
Like, you're not involved.
Right,
and
yeah.
Patrick Cantlay's kind of lame, too. But, anyway, obviously proud American. And I love Justin Thomas. And he did play well. So, I feel like Keegan Bradley should have been on the team, but Justin Thomas did play well.
Yeah.
So, it's not like he cost... Anyway, good show. Check it out.
Okay, I shall.
Ready for the top five, Matt?
I am ready for the top five.
So next week we'll do the underperforming schools. This week we'll do top five women's Final Fours all time.
Final Fours all time.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one is UConn.
Yes. With... we're doing national titles. But yes, one's UConn.
Okay.
They have 11.
They have 11. I mean, this could be more of a recency thing, but I'll still say South Carolina.
So there's four teams tied for five, and South Carolina is one of them, so we're going to give it to you.
I'll take it.
With two.
With two for South Carolina. I got for national titles. Okay. Now, who else? I could see North Carolina having a good women's team.
I'd say they do, but they're not in the top five in national titles.
Okay. I just want to look through my bracket.
There is like a major powerhouse that's on here. Not necessarily right this second, but...
How about USC?
Yep, they are tied for fifth with two as well. Only won in 83 and 84.
Okay.
But they did win two.
Cheryl Miller years, potentially.
When was Lisa Leslie there?
Oh, that's true.
One of them.
One of those.
Yeah.
How about Stanford?
Stanford is tied for third with three.
Stanford, okay.
So I think you only need one more. There's several options left, but you only need one. I think you've gotten four.
Okay. I will take Tennessee.
Yep, that's the powerhouse. They're number two. That was an easier one.
So wait, hold on. Except I got one, two, and then like three that are in fifth or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got one, two. You got one, two and five, one and three. Wait. You got one, two, one of the three and two of the fives.
Okay. Is Notre Dame on there?
Notre Dame is tied for fifth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the third place team?
The other one is Baylor.
Baylor. Okay. Yeah.
2005, 12, and 19.
Interesting.
And then only one team you haven't guessed. I don't think you're going to guess them, so I can tell you if you want.
Richmond.
No.
Okay.
Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. That is, Richmond was not as absurd of a guess when you hear Louisiana Tech.
You got every other one, though.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy with myself.
Okay. All right, well, next week we'll do underperforming. Last week we did overperforming, and then I'll be gone for a couple weeks. So the Masters will be that first weekend. I'm trying to finish a quarterback article that won't be nearly as long as that last article I did, but just the most ideal landing spots for teams, even if it's not realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them is very realistic. The other one, like the Caleb Williams one, it's like it's never going to happen because he's going to Chicago.
Right, yeah. Like Chicago can't be an ideal landing spot.
But it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's
going to be fun. Appreciate everybody listening. Feel free to leave a 5-star review. I know you have if you're already listening to this one, but it does help us out in more ways than one. So take a moment, go leave a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate that. If you do, let me know. If you do leave a 5-star review, let me know. I'll buy you ice cream or Bentley or something. So thank you. Talk to you guys next week.